And this is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. It is our weekly series in which we focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and community. Now, my partner for this program is Deb Pollack. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And as we start a new year, Deb, first of all, Happy New Year.
And
it's
happy
so
new
good
year
to see
too.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our first show of 2020.
And so what we're going to do is spend a little time looking ahead to what the year is going to bring to our community and the creative industries.
Yeah. So
and through the work that you do at the Arts Alliance.
Right, absolutely. You thought it might be a good time for us to catch up. You know, I'm not one to personally do resolutions. How about you?
Oh, absolutely not.
But, you know, it always is a reset time for us at the Arts Alliance, and I'm sure as it is for many organizations, and thought that that'd be a great time for us to catch up. So let's do that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. You know, the Arts Alliance calls itself the Arts and Creative Industry Authority in Washtenaw County. Now, what exactly do you mean by all of that?
That's rather braggadocious of us, isn't it?
there's an artistic word for you.
There's a word, yeah. So, but it's true, though, because we take that 360-degree view of the arts and creative industries here. We revere the intrinsic value of the arts and creativity, absolutely, positively. But we also look at its importance for education, life skills, workforce, economy, quality of life and place. And we understand inherently that without arts and creativity, innovation doesn't happen. So that's why we're adamant about it, its importance.
Well, let's take a look at what the Art Alliance does and has ongoing in terms of its works and programs. If I understand correctly, you are the re-granting agency for the Michigan Council for the Arts, right?
Yep, for Region 9. Yep.
Communication is part of what you do through your e-newsletter, social media, and this program, Creative Impact. We help keep people informed that way. You've already mentioned some advocacy work that you do, and you celebrate the great local artists and creative champions with your annual Medals for the Arts, Sciences, and Humanities. So that's a great foundation. What's new for 2020?
Well, before we go there, can I tell you something that isn't really sexy, but is really important to what we do?
No, I insist you find something sexy.
Well, you know, so one of the things that we do that's really important is that we answer the phone and we answer emails. Literally every day, every week, we get phone calls from artists and creatives and organizations and people that just need help. They need directions. They need information about, what kind of assistance, guidance, resources, services, relief, and connections, and more. And that's the kind of thing that's behind the scenes that people don't think
about. But I
also
think you mischaracterize it, because I think engagement, whether it's one-on-one or that personal touch, that is a sexy element to creating an organization that actually serves its mission and those it chooses to represent.
You know, but it's interesting because people want to see programs, they want to see a product, and they don't necessarily think answering questions is a product. But it is so critically important to a backbone organization.
Agreed. It is the heart of what we do.
Absolutely. So, but, you know, coming up to 2020, we've got a couple of really big projects that are coming up. We've got a Creative Washtenaw Counts project. We've got an arts advocacy training because it is a election year, and we've got some board training and matching programs coming up.
Once again, you're listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and we're catching up on the Art Alliance's plan for projects in 2020. And let's take a look at those projects, maybe one by one. Creative Washtenaw Counts. What is that?
So everybody wants numbers, especially funders and governments. Many of the public reports about arts and creative industries are not really comprehensive. Our goal for Washtenaw County is to get as close as possible to a true count for this community. Why? Because of the story it tells. So, like, for example, we just compiled the tax returns for all the active arts and cultural organizations in Washtenaw County.
And what was the purpose behind that?
You might ask. So, first of all, there are 217 active organizations. We've been able to see through that who, where, and what these organizations are doing. And it's kind of remarkable. So, for just example, the financial information tells a story. Guess how many, 217 organizations, that's a lot, first
right.
and foremost. And we think, you think about a lot of the big ones, right?
Sure.
I mean, this would come to mind. And then you think about your favorites, and you'd be surprised, first of all, guess how many of those have budgets maybe higher than 100,000?
Out of more than 200?
Yeah.
I'll say 100, maybe half.
Yeah, no, about 50.
Really?
Really. Many of them are well below 50,000, and many of them are your favorites. I'm not going to name them on the air, but some of our reports that will be coming out soon will have that information. And only 12 of those have budgets over 1 million.
Huh. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, and then when we get break it down into further information, you'll see something more.
If we only have that few with over $100,000 and that few over a million, how many of these organizations are vulnerable on a year-to-year basis?
Almost all of them. Some of those that you'll hear frequently, especially those that eventually go out of business, and we're also going to do some of that information, some of those favorite organizations that eventually did go out of business, you'll learn that everybody's vulnerable.
So is that where the Arts Alliance's arts advocacy training comes into play for
yes.
these smaller organizations?
Exactly. Again, we're an unusual county in the fact that we have very, very little public funding for the arts and cultural organizations, and where that isn't the case in many other communities that are similar to ours as you bookmark them across the country. And so advocacy training, and again, this is an election year, working with people that are, this is important too, and we look at elections and so on and so forth, that kind of training so that we can work with our elected officials and policymakers to make sure that this is an important thing.
One of the things that I think gets lost through all of this is that very few of the communities in Washtenaw County, through their budget process, are able to set aside money for these kinds of programs.
Or choose not to set aside. They'll tell you their funding isn't there. But again, if it's a priority, you can make that happen. And we see that across the country by communities that do find it in a way that set it as a priority.
So you're going to be doing a training program in the spring?
Yes, a training program in the spring, absolutely. And again, anything that we're talking about today, we can find all that information on our website or sign up on our newsletter.
And we'll be covering it as we move along
absolutely.
Through the year as well.
Absolutely.
What about board matching?
So board matching, it's one of those things that we hear, those phone calls that we get all the time. People are saying, we need board members. We're having a hard time finding the right people. And there's a unique reality. I mean, somebody like New Center does a great job of board training. There's a unique reality in arts and culture. When you're talking about human services and social services, there's the natural hook about need and all of those things. People get that. Arts and culture is also something that's absolutely a human need and something that's important. But there's that reality of how you tell that story and to keep people engaged with that. And so we want to work with people that are interested in arts and culture, find the great value and the importance of it, about that innovation and creativity and all that, and do the training and do the matching between the organizations and the people that are interested in that kind of work.
We talked about that personally we don't do resolutions to start mm-hmm. the year, and that's generally from life experience that we make them and then we don't follow through on them. But obviously there are some big goals ahead in the creative sector and creative industries in Washtenaw County for the year 2020. So when we get to the end of the year, what would you like to be different than what we have today?
I think it's just moving the ball down the field. Let's take that football metaphor, you know. And everything isn't going to be solved. I've learned that in my career, that you can't get it all done all at once. You just got to keep moving it forward. And so if we've got more organizations that are doing better, that's a good thing. If we've got more board members in seats on boards, that's better. If we've got more knowledge about what's happening, that's better. If we've got more people in elected that are find value and importance in this field, that is better. If we've got more people sitting in on boards, on school boards, that find value and importance in arts and creative education, we're doing better. So it's always about getting better.
One of the fortunate things we have when we turn the calendar to New Year is a sense and hope for optimism. So you're optimistic for 2020?
I'm always optimistic, David. Always working hard and trying to move it forward.
I love that. I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, absolutely.
You've been listening to another edition of Creative Impact. You hear it every Tuesday right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti. I'm David Fair. That is Deb Pollock. She is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for this segment, Creative Impact.